How can you improve your ability to read aloud in Chinese? How can you learn to see where a word starts and ends in a text? And how can you make sure you get the most out of your reading practice? Hello and welcome to the Hacking Chinese podcast. This week's episode is a Q&A where I will answer three questions about reading comprehension in Chinese, and I do that this time because there is a reading challenge for March, and you can find all the information about the challenge in the description. There you can also find information and links to the sponsor of this month's challenge, which is MyLingua, and this is a new service that helps you choose news to read online based on what you already know and tries to personalize it in the sense of finding something that is at reasonable difficulty for you, but also topics that are of interest. For the duration of the challenge, anyone who uses the link in the description will be able to use MyLingua completely for free with all the premium features enabled. 6 active students in the challenge will also win 3-month subscriptions, so you can keep on using MyLingua after the challenge is over. Like I said, MyLingua is relatively new and I've only used it a little bit, so I will also take the opportunity to try it out a bit more during this challenge. For more suggestions of what to read, and this is particularly true then if you're not up to reading news in Chinese at all, maybe if you're a beginner or lower intermediate learner, you can check out the linked article in the description where I recommend lots of things you can read. Before we get started with the Q&A, I would also like to ask for your help in filling out a survey about possible future courses on Hacking Chinese. I have a couple in the pipeline, and to know which one I should focus on, I would like to hear what you are interested in. So I have created a short survey that only takes a few minutes to fill out, and if you were willing to do that, it would make me happy and would guide my future work with Hacking Chinese. Okay, so let's get started with the Q&A, and as usual, I've picked 3 questions related to the topic of this month's challenge, so reading comprehension, in other words. The first question is related to reading aloud in Chinese. The second one is about word segmentation, or being able to see where one word starts and where it ends in a text. And the third one is about how to get more out of your reading practice, some kind of active reading, in other words. I'm going to discuss these questions in that order, and I will also give some more information about the questions. So the first question is from Liam, and like I just said, it's about why it's so difficult to read aloud in Chinese and what you can do to improve. I don't think this question in itself needs more context, because I think most students have experienced that reading Chinese aloud is quite difficult. Naturally, reading aloud in any language can be hard, but I think we mean slightly different things when we say that we are not good at reading aloud in English, for example, and that usually means we're not good at reading things in an interesting manner or do it professionally in some sense. But this is not what Liam is asking about, and this is not the experience of most learners of Chinese either. It's more about the basic problem of being able to say things written in your textbook, for example. Being able to read an unfamiliar text at a natural pace and also sound natural while doing so is extremely difficult and well beyond most second language learners, and this is not what we're talking about today. So why is it that reading aloud in Chinese is so hard then? Well, the first and most important thing is that reading in general is hard in Chinese, and if you can't read, it goes without saying that you can't read aloud. It's also easy to compare reading aloud with speaking, because, well, they sound the same. And the problem here is that speaking quickly is not that difficult. It requires familiarity with all the words and so on, but you're just producing language. You're not also reading as you are speaking, which is in fact what you're doing when you're reading aloud. So if you're like Liam here and not too happy about your ability to read aloud in Chinese, well, the first thing is to go a little bit easy on yourself. It's highly unlikely that the ability to read aloud is instrumental in your career or for something else that you care a lot about, and in fact, it's extremely rare to be asked to read anything aloud ever. It's also important to realize that if you want to improve something, you need to find what the actual limiting factor is. So let's say, for example, that you don't think that you're able to read quickly enough when reading aloud. Well, you should then start by checking how quickly you can read silently. Because if your target for reading aloud is faster than you can read silently, well, then you know what the problem is. It's your reading ability. And in order to be able to read aloud at a certain pace, you also need to be able to read silently much faster than that. Because you need to figure out what this sentence is about. Is it a question? Is it a statement? How long is the sentence? Where is it suitable to take pauses and so on? And these things you can't figure out on a character by character basis. And so if you don't read quickly enough, and I'm talking maybe, say, 50% at least faster than you're supposed to read aloud, well then reading speed is clearly an issue here. This is further aggravated by the fact that Chinese is an isolating language and that you need to rely a lot on context when reading to understand what something says. And if your reading speed is not quick enough, you will not be able to grasp the context and use it to determine what something means. Then there are also some factors that make Chinese harder to read and read aloud than many other languages. And of course, the obvious one is that we have characters and that characters are not phonetic. And those that have phonetic components are far from transparent enough that you can rely on this when reading. Another feature of written Chinese that makes it harder to read is the fact that there are no spaces around words, so they are harder to identify. And this is not a problem for experienced readers, but it is a problem for a large majority of students. This is, in fact, what the second question we're going to talk about today is about, so I will leave that discussion until then. Even if you are able to correctly identify the words and understand what they mean and also how they are pronounced, you are still not safe because you also need to take things like sentence patterns and grammar into account. And you need to do this while saying sentences aloud, which also requires you to think about things like tones, initials, finals, prosody, and also things like tone changes. So yes, reading aloud in Chinese is very difficult. And if you can't do it well, even if you're an advanced student, this is not strange, and you don't need to feel any shame or embarrassment about that. It's just the way it is. It's more productive to look at the components, I think. So, for example, is your reading speed up to par? And if it isn't, that might be a problem, but not because it doesn't allow you to read aloud fluently enough. Similarly, if you sound like a robot when reading aloud in Chinese, i.e. you're able to say all the sounds and tones correctly, but it doesn't sound very natural, that might not be a problem either, because when you speak, do you still sound like a robot? And if the answer is yes, well then you should work on your prosody, preferably by mimicking native speakers. And I have written about this before, and I'll put a link in the description. But if the answer is no, you don't sound like a robot when speaking Chinese normally, without reading aloud that is, well, this issue shouldn't really be a priority. So the question posed by Liam here is why it's hard and how to improve one's ability to read aloud. And why it's hard, I think that should be pretty clear. And how to improve it then? Well, I just mentioned the components that are involved, and I have written about this before, and I'll put links in the description if you want to read more about this. But the point is that you need to identify what is the actual problem here. If your reading speed is too slow, well, work on your reading speed. And that's something you normally do by extensive reading. You simply need to see more text in Chinese. And we'll get back to that for question two as well in a bit. However, I also think that reading aloud is a skill in itself, so it is something you can practice and improve regardless of the component skills. Well, not regardless of, if you can't read fast enough, you will not be able to read aloud fast enough, that is kind of obvious. But you can improve your ability to read aloud within the limits given by the component skills. You can do this simply by practicing reading aloud, because it allows you to get better at it. And I tried doing this experimentally about 10 years ago, when I was fed up with not being able to read aloud in Chinese, just like Liam is here. So what I did was to read a novel in Chinese aloud, and I timed every chapter and then divided by the number of characters in that chapter, so I could figure out how my pace changed throughout the book. We should of course expect the pace to go up as you get further into the book, because you learn the names of the characters, words that are common in this setting and for this story, and so on. But what I noticed was that towards the end of the book, and I'm talking about the last quarter or so, my reading aloud ability seemed to click a little bit and my speed increased significantly. And I'm not going to go into the details here, but I'll link to that fairly old article if you're interested. A caveat though is that this is mostly for advanced learners. If you're a beginner or intermediate learner, it's very likely that the component skills will limit you way before your skill in reading aloud will. I mean, if you don't recognize the characters, you can't parse the sentences, and you can't just read silently quickly enough, then it goes without saying that reading aloud is also going to be very hard. So in this case, you're much better off focusing on the component skills, such as working on your reading speed in general and reading comprehension in general, and your ability to read aloud will increase in tandem with these sub-skills. And then at some future date, if you feel I can read things, but I'm not so good at reading aloud, well, practice reading aloud specifically. Okay, so let's move on to question two, which is from David, and it's about how to identify words in a text. And as I just mentioned, Chinese text does not use word spacing. So in English, we put spaces between words, and in Chinese, we don't. This gives rise to the dreaded wall of Chinese text, where you just have a compact page of nothing but characters and some punctuation marks, but otherwise no friendly spaces or other places where you can breathe. This certainly makes Chinese harder to read, especially for second language learners. This is something that has actually been investigated experimentally, although I can't find the paper where I read about this, so if you know about it, do let me know. But in the experiment I read about, there were two groups. We have non-native speakers and we have native speakers, and they were tested using various types of texts. Some of them were normal, and the others had spaces where we would expect spaces between words. And they were then tested to see how quickly they can read and understand these texts. The results show that the non-native speakers benefited greatly from having extra spaces between words, and that is not strange. It makes it a lot easier to see where the words are. And in some cases, you know, there could be words that could be parsed in more than one way if you don't know the context. But if you have spaces, there is no ambiguity. You just see the word where it is, and it's easier to map that to a memory of a word stored in your long-term memory. The interesting thing was that the native speaker group didn't benefit from having spaces added, which is not strange. They've spent their whole lives reading texts that don't have the spaces, so it's a bit awkward maybe to have it at first. But they didn't read slower with the spaces, even though they were not used to them. So maybe if they were used to them and had had more practice with reading texts with spaces, they would have read more quickly too. Who knows? This is not something I think has been checked thoroughly, and the point here was to examine the effects on second language learners, of course. Okay, so we know that this is difficult, but what can we do about it? And as usual, and this was the answer to the previous question too, simply reading more is the right approach here. Just like when reading in any language, your brain is not really processing all the information available. We group things together and form them into picture-like things that we can then associate with meaning that we have stored in our memories. These images stand out more readily on the page when we have spacing, but that doesn't mean that they can't be there just because there are no spaces. So let me give you an example of this that works even if you are a beginner. So if you look at a book page in Chinese, which is way above your level, you don't need to understand anything, but you have the word 中国 somewhere on this page. If you scan through the page, I'm pretty sure that even a beginner, who knows this word obviously, would be able to find the word for China on this page, because they stand out as something that you have seen many times, even if you haven't studied Chinese for very long. Most words in Chinese do contain more than one character, usually two and sometimes more, and these characters that are parts of common words, they appear much more common next to each other than next to other characters in general. The problem is that your brain doesn't know this, and me telling you this abstract fact doesn't help. So the best way to download this information directly to your brain is through massive amounts of reading. The more you read, the more you work with segmentation. Your brain needs to identify the words you have seen somewhere else and you've practiced before, and you tackle this problem over and over again. And when you've read enough, you will be able to recognize words, just like you were able to recognize 中国 in a sentence, even though you didn't understand the rest of the sentence. The problem is that if you're in a formal course or study Chinese the way most people do, you are not reading enough. And I'm not saying you are not spending enough time on reading, I'm saying you're reading too few characters in total. So, how many characters does your textbook contain in total, if you take all the dialogues and all the texts and you add them up? Well, I don't know what number you will arrive at for your textbook, but the point is that the number is very low if you compare with something like a graded reader. To add insult to injury, it takes a long time to cover a textbook in class. Maybe it takes a whole semester, and you didn't read that many characters in all that time. But maybe you could have read 5 graded readers at the same time, because the graded readers don't get harder just because you read more of them. They do in fact get easier, allowing you to see more text. And I think you get the point by now, but by seeing more text over and over, you see the words that are the most common ones, and then gradually less and less common ones, and you see them over and over, and then when you encounter them in unfamiliar text, your brain will be able to sort them out more and more quickly. This brings us up to the third and final question, which is from Elizabeth, and it's about making the most out of reading practice. And so what she describes is reading a lot, maybe extensively as I just suggested, but she doesn't feel that she retains a lot of the information in the text. And I don't mean the information as in who's in the text and what they're doing, I mean the linguistic information, what words mean and the grammar and so on. So she reads a lot but doesn't feel that that benefits her Chinese directly. So what she wants to know is if there is anything I can recommend that will enable her to learn more from the reading that she does. So first and foremost, I fully empathize with Elizabeth here. I have read a lot in different languages over the years, and it rarely feels like you're learning a lot when you're reading, especially if you've reached an upper intermediate or maybe even advanced level, because you already know a lot, and just adding a little bit to what you already know is not going to make a noticeable difference. This is something we talked about in episode 48, so I will not dwell too much on that here. So what I'm saying is that the lack of noticeable progress might be just that, lack of noticeable progress. It might not be a lack of progress as such, and making noticeable progress becomes harder the more you know. So keep reading, it will have a positive impact on your Chinese, even though you might not feel it on a day-to-day basis. I also want to point out that language learning is largely an implicit process. It is about your brain noticing patterns and being able to sort through information that you're listening to or reading, and this is not something that you might be consciously aware of, but that is how it works. So adding activities that make it feel more like normal classroom studying isn't really advisable here. I think just reading more and paying attention to what the text is trying to tell you and what you get out of it is plenty enough. However, I realize that this answer probably wasn't what Elizabeth was looking for, and if my answer is always to read and listen more, I don't need to have these Q&As, because I could just say read more and listen more every time. And I will keep saying that, because listening and reading are by far the most important things you can do if you want to improve your Mandarin. But this is not true in every single case and in every situation. There might be a text you want to read and really need to get more out of it. Maybe you think it contains lots of useful language for something you want to be able to do right now, and you don't have time to do extensive reading, or it's very difficult to find reading materials or something else. It could also be that you're not doing extensive reading because the type of text that you want to read or have to read is a bit above your level. So having various ways of making sure you learn more from a text can be useful, so let's talk about a few of those. We can roughly sort these things into things you do before you read, things you do while reading, and also things you do after you read. These are things that are usually taught in most study strategy, study technique courses and things like that, so I think you will be familiar with most of these from other contexts, and they work very well for learning Chinese as well. So for example, making sure you know things about the text in advance can make it much easier to understand, and if you have a prior understanding, that will also be reinforced when you read, and that also gives you a more lasting impression of the text, including the words in it. So this will include things like looking at headings, looking at pictures, trying to figure out what the text is about, having some kind of hypothesis about what you might read. This is something I will return to in a future article, maybe focusing more on listening comprehension, but I still think that the strategies are largely the same, but apply to different media. While you read, I think you should mostly focus on meaning. So don't care too much about why something is the way it is, don't interrupt your reading if you don't have to. Just read the text and try to understand it. You can read more than once too, but this is not as useful as listening more than once is. Because, well, when you read, you can choose your own pace, which is not really the case when you are listening. If you want to speed up the process of making the language in a text your own so that you can use it, I suggest various ways of activating it by talking about it, writing about it, and so on. And I'll give a few concrete ideas here just to show what I mean. For example, you can try to write a summary of an article that you've read. That requires you to understand it. You can check your understanding of the message, but it also requires you to use the language in the article. Well, not everything, but it requires you to use the keywords, and those are probably the words you want to focus on anyway. Similarly, you can also discuss or retell the article to someone else, and this is then a verbal way of summarizing it, I guess, but you can then also have a follow-up discussion about the contents. That also requires you to think back to what you read and use that language to express yourself. There are many ways of working actively with a text like this. For example, you can write a response article, or maybe a continuation of the article, or maybe one that looks at the counter-argument or something like that. Another great way to reinforce what you've learned is to read more texts that are similar to the text that you read, but not the same text again then. So, for example, if you read a news article about alligators in the city sewers, and you want to make sure that you remember these important words, try to find 5 other articles that cover the same news event or the same topic, but from a slightly different angle. They will not use the same language, but they surely will repeat the key vocabulary because it's about the same kind of thing. If you really want to, you can also create flashcards for important words or phrases or grammar patterns that you've encountered, but I advise you to keep this to a minimum. Don't try to add everything to your flashcard app. You will drown in flashcards and you won't have time to read anymore. But if there are some words, especially if they are not very high frequency words, that you think will be very important for you to know in the future, creating flashcards for them can be a very efficient way of learning these. And I discussed flashcards in detail in a series of articles last year, and on the podcast these are episodes 173, 175, and 176. So if you want to know the pros and cons of flashcards and how to use them in the best possible way to learn Chinese, check out that series. One final piece of advice for getting more out of your reading practice is to listen to the text afterwards. It might not be worth your while to read the text again later as a kind of review opportunity, because the time you use for reading in Chinese is fairly precious, and you should use that to read other things that are maybe on the same level about the same types of topics, but not the same text. I'm not saying you can never do this, but you shouldn't do this normally, I think. However, if you have an audio version or use decent text-to-speech software, you can listen to the text later. This slots more nicely in with other things you're doing, and you're using time of lower quality, which is good. It will also help you improve your listening ability while exposing you again to the words and grammar and so on that are contained in the text. Okay, that brings us to the end of this episode. If you have a few minutes, please fill out the survey that I've linked to in the description. And while you're there, also check out MyLingua. And of course, I also hope to see you in this month's reading challenge. Thank you for tuning in to the Hacking Chinese podcast. If you like this episode, please share it. More information and inspiration about learning and teaching Chinese can be found at hackingchinese.com. See you in the next episode, and until then, good luck with your studies.